Because we left off yesterday, we were trying to find a situation in our life that Eimavat Lechachila may be Asim in a Torah, even if you don't really subscribe to Eimavat Lechachila being Asim in a Torah. I mean, you can go be equals to Rishonim, who hold that Eimavat Lechachila per se is not really the Raisa, but there may be certain scenarios where it may become the Raisa almost for tangential reasons. So one of those tangential reasons may be the Yisim Shemesh Shumosai, the library movement of five. What the significance of that is, it was developed by the Avnei Meluim, and those who would support the Avnei Meluim, those who were against the Avnei Meluim. The Rai is of Avnei, is Risham, is the Yecheskel, different ways of presenting the Avnei Meluim, all that went into yesterday's discussion. So now we move on to the second half of the sugya to try to identify another possible type of Isser that may almost in passing be violated through an act of Eim Vatlas of Hila, even though it's not Eim Vatlas of Hila per se. Again, we're in the world of Derabonim, we're not buying into the derais of the kashita. We're assuming involved primarily per se as an issa derabanan, but there may be some derais that's violated in a sense on the side as well. And that is the approach that's given by the Chabaz Das. The Heilige Baal HaNesivus, the Chabaz Das has the following chiddush. Well, Chabaz Das suggests that the Medva Mamurim, you can subscribe to the view that there's nothing really wrong in that tone. Yes, my Shabbeinu, there's nothing really wrong with the Vata Lisser. That makes sense. Chazi, all those kinds of Yisurim, which are only Yisurei Achila. But if you're dealing with something that's Osa Bahano'a, then the buck stops here, says the Chabaz Das. Because if something is Osa Bahano'a, so then the very act of being Mevatale, that goof is Hano. It means I'm taking a piece of oil, I'm taking a piece of killer cat, I'm taking a cheeseburger, I'm taking something that's Osa Bahano'a, and I'm throwing and mixing in to a whole batch of other things. So I'm creating a heter. I'm getting to the point where I'm now going to have more food to eat, but I reach that goal of having more food to eat through the process of using a davra asur bahano'a. That process, gufa, is called binena, in a davra asur bahano'a. So when you're dealing with isuri achila, it's not, I can use a piece of chazer. I can take chazer, feed it to my dogs. Nothing wrong with that. I can take the bells and drapers and make money off it. There's nothing wrong with that. So you can't label my act of bittul as an isser. When you're dealing with the isser yachila, the only time the isser only begins at the moment of the yachila proper, at the time that I'm eating, it's ready bottle. So that's why everybody says, there's nothing wrong with what I did. There is no independent isser in a Torah being about the isser. When you're dealing with the isser yachila, the name of the isser is not called Eim Vatnas al-Khil of the Raisa. The name of the isser is that's the breakthrough of the Chabaz Das. If that is the case, then that could put a whole new spin on our sugya. Why is that? Because remember, many of the Rishonim who saw in the simple reading of Agamah, Rashi, the Ravid, the places on the daf, not the places of the Ran quotes, we have many Rishonim who saw in Agamah that there's some kind of an Issa D'Oraisa involved in the act of Zeruah B'Sheila. Being Mavash of Zeruah, being Mavatal, the Isser of the Zeruah in the rest of the aisle, constitutes an Issa Min HaTorah. So the Rishonim jumped on the bandwagon and said, yeah, Zetman Fazal, you see from here, that Eim Vatlas L'Chil is an Issa D'Oraisa. And that seemed to be the postures in the sugya that there was, because the Gemara was talked about, that I am doing something that otherwise I wouldn't be allowed to do. Remember the Chiddush, right? It's some kind of a chiddush here, and the simple pshat was Rashi's Eim Vatlas L'Chila. It was a very, very problematic pshat of the Gemara. Even though, again, in terms of the lashon of the Chazal itself, the lashon of the Gemara itself, it fits in really, really nice. Textually, it fits in really nice. It really, really is hard to understand. I don't want to undo what we spoke 4 days last week talking about. But at the end of the day, Eim Vatlas L'Chila on a level of Deraisa, it's very, very problematic. You know what the most problematic thing is? What's the most problematic issue with subscribing to the idea that Eim Vatlas L'Chila is an independent Issur Min HaTorah? There's no source for it. That's the bottom line. So we had to come up with some kind of, we had to like convince ourselves. We had to really, really work hard. Probably didn't succeed too well in convincing you that there's some kind of a source. Who was the Rishon that was so bothered that there's no source, so he made up 2 words? What were the 2 words? V'chein B'din. Remember the Rav? V'chein B'din. Of course, that's the way it is. V'chein B'din. It has to be that way. It can't be any other way. I mean, Yesh the Baal did lach like to say, no, it could be another way. You know, and we said that those Rishon who didn't buy into the V'chein B'din, some Rishon like the Rashba, who also said it's their Isa. The Rashba gave you a whole rationale, it's the Araisa. because it's a gezeirah, it's a gezeirah d'oraisa. That was my pshat over here. Shimon's pshat, other pshat floating around for the Rashi. But all the mahalchim, you know, we gave a whole razzle dazzle. The chulya lupter, we gave mesholim, the chul Shabbos, and the cause on Shabbos, and uber. I mean, we just went like in la la land, you know, coming up with some kind of d'oraisa. But at the end of the day, someone could have probably tapped us on the shoulder and said, "I mean, it's nice, Marshall. You know, it's nice, fancy, shvem yolondos. But at the end of the day, like, we're not, how did Chazal figure this out?" You know, there are some who throw their hands up and say, it's got to be the right side because the Gemara, otherwise what does the Gemara mean? And you know what the Mokar is? So when there's no Mokar in Chumash, where's the next best Mokar? It must be Halach Moshe Mishinah. Now that's always a very, very risky proposition to pin something on Halach Moshe Mishinah if Chazal don't do it. You know why? Because we have, Ram has his list. The Ram gives a list in his Hakdam Tepesh Mishnayas of about 25 halach moshes. He says he thinks he got them all. Okay, maybe he's missed one or two. But, you know, maybe, I'll show you all the name. Maybe, it's kind of hard to fall back on halach moshes Sinai when we don't have it explicit in the Gemara. So, with all the lomdos of last week, at the end of the day, to say that it's a real bona fide is derisa is a little bit shaky. On the other hand, if you hold that, is really the rabbanon, like we would have thought conceptually, because of the lack of a machor. So then you're really, really in trouble with our Gemara, because our Gemara sounds like some deraisa. So you have no choice but to fall back on another very, very difficult reading of the Gemara. What's the difficult reading of the Gemara? The less pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara says chiddush. What's the Gemara in chiddush? Not that mutl levata boa, mitzvah levata. Right? Remember that was the Rana and the Tosfos. Now again, it's not in our position to take sides with Vishayim, but would you have read that Pshat in the Gemara? Would you have thought that's the Chiddush? Rashi is always the Pashas in the Sugya, right? Rashi is like, you know, from day one, we read Gemara, Rashi, Gemara, Rashi, Gemara, Rashi. We almost sometimes forget. We have so blended in Rashi's Pshat, like into the Gemaras, into the Pesukim and Chumash, that we sometimes forget where the Gemara ends and Rashi starts. And Rashi just stuck this in, because that's the way you read it. Of course that's what the Gemara means. So the only way to subscribe to the view of Eimel Atlas and Chila as being a Derabbanan, you have to revamp that Gemara and stick in the word mitzvah levata. So you can really tell that either Pshat and the Rishonim has difficulties. Again, we understand that we've done this many, many times. We appreciate the pros and the cons. We understand why some Rishonim sided. They were willing to almost overlook, like they'd be Michael the fact, the bottom of the fact that there's no more part because the Maisa Gemara sounds like it's Deraisa. And then you have other Rishonim who will say, no, there's no mockery. You know what? So the Rabban, I Agamara, let's do a little surgery in Agamara. So I understand the pros and cons of both shittas. But wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't life be just hunky-dory? Wouldn't it be just phenomenal if we could have a cake and eat it? That's like the best case scenario. What would be the absolute best case scenario is that at the end of the day, in Latlas and Chil is on the Rabbanim, because there really is no mockery. But guess what? Beis Rav Bishay, let's dare I say. That would be this phenomenal. That would be like, you walk away, you have one big smile. So who was thinking in those terms? The Rishonim weren't thinking in those terms. The Rishonim was saying, Agamar either commits you one way or the other. But the Achronim thought in those terms. So yesterday, the Ktzos thought in those terms. And therefore he came up with a way to salvage Agamara being a deraisa, like the Pashas, not falling back on mitzvah levatel. On the other hand, not committing himself to somebody who doesn't have a mocher. So he came up with a unique approach to our Gemara, that it's a deraisa. He had a mocha. What was the mocha? I don't know the mocha. So the Nesivas thought like the Ktzos. It's the same mindset. I want everyone to understand that the Chavizdas and the Ktzos thought alike. They both realized, they both sensed the difficulty in the Rishonim's Pshat in the Gemara, and each one was trying to carve out a path, each one having their own cake and eating it. So the Ktzos had his own cake and ate it through the root of Mishmer Shemosai. And the Nesivas logically came up with another approach, albeit with the same kind of a format. And his approach was, what's the mokar for the Ein Vatlas L'chil Derais of our Gemara? What's the mokar? It's an Yisrael Noah. Because everybody knows, Rav Bishel is also Noah. So since Rav Bishel is also Noah to Yisrael, so the Mela, that's going to be the name of the Yisrael. So that's the Pashas of the Nesivas as well. Although it's interesting, in the Chavaz Das, he doesn't say that. Anyone read the Chavaz Das? Later, everybody says, according to the Chavaz Das, Agamar reads like a charm. But I always thought the Chavaz Das himself said, I went back to look to check it three times. The Chavaz Das himself doesn't connect the dots, but it's obvious that's what he would have said upon reading Agamar. So if I say, there's only one way, we're learning Chul and Daf Tzadichas, we're just trying to read the Sugas as Rav Bishnah. That's what we really want today. So I want to know, is this a good pshat in Chul and Daf Tzadichas? Can this really do the trick? to explain Chulitza Arichas.
Doesn't
Israel
have Tovas Hanot, which
Kohen can give it to? Tovas Hanot, which Kohen can give it to? No, by Israel B'Sheila, I think it goes to the... I think it goes to the Rebbe Yevon, yeah, I think so. So I want to know just one simple thing. In order for this Pshat to work, for the Sivis Pshat to work, I just have one... I think this was the bad batch. Okay? I mean, one time was a good batch, but it seemed better days.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
50%.
The only way for this pshat to fly in our sugya is that Dvar B'Sheila has to be what? Must be what? Asher
Badna.
Must be Asher Badna. To Zahn. The coins can eat them. Right? If this statement is not true, then we are wasting our time. I mean, not really wasting time. We're learning Chabas Das, maybe important for the Hanever Sanika, but in terms of Ash Sugya and Dabtzadi Ches, the Chabas Das will be completely irrelevant. So this is really a test. This is really, you want to know, is this true or not? Is that statement true or not? How do you begin to tackle that statement? Does everyone think about that statement? When you, who here read the Chabas Das today? When you read the Chabas Das, did you realize that's the answer to our Gemara? Everyone just thought I just put a nice Chabas Das just for kicks, see? Okay. So now that you read the Chabas Das and now that you read Agamemnon and you put the two together, I want to know, anyone having a raya? How do you even begin to tackle the statement? Is Rabbi Shea also about no or not? If I would say to you, cheeseburger is also about no, if I'd say to you, chaylev is not also about no, I'd say chametz is also about no, I'd say oil is, I'd say nevelos is not. How do I know all that information? How do I just rattle off those five pieces of information? So I just paraphrase you three blot in the beginning of the second pechem and second pesachim, where the Gemara goes step by step through machalos asurus to show you which one also, which one mutter, which one also, which one mutter. Everything is based on either psukim or halachamash sinai, so some kind of a mokar one way or the other. So the only way to know whether the Zerubbabel Sheila is asma or not would probably behoove us to find out, well, what's the mokar and chumash that the Yisrael can't eat the Zerubbabel Sheila in the first place? Because after all, it's clear that the Yisrael cannot eat the Zerubbabel Sheila. If the Yisrael is allowed to eat the Zerubbabel Sheila, what Gemara would be pretty silly? What? Zerubbabel Sheila would be pretty, pretty, pretty foolish, right? Because we're spending the last 6 weeks, and hopefully a couple more weeks in the end of January, about discussing the intricacies of what we can and cannot derive from the parish of Zerubbabel Sheila. The ABCs of Zerubbabel Sheila is that the rest of the isle is mutter to the Yisrael, and the Israel is also to the Israel. And now we have a problem of bleeders. We have a tarobis. We have some treif and some kosher. What do we do with it? Bald the Bashish, not Bald the Bashish, etc., etc., etc. If the Israel Bashela would be mutter to the Israel, then this would be a pretty moot conversation. We have a lot less to learn in terms of this. So there's no Shiloh. The Israel cannot eat Job Shiloh with the rice. There's not a Shiloh whatsoever. That's also. I wonder why. Why is it also? What makes it also?
It's called Truma.
Could it kachim? Could it kachim? Kachim, kachim, kachim. Yisrael is allowed to kachim. Yisrael is not allowed to kachim. Kachim. You're allowed to kachim columns. Ella, what are you telling me? Somebody here is intoning that this must be kachim, kachim, right? It must be that the animal is basically kachim column. But the chiddush haTorah is that chelik in the animal has the status like kachim, kachim. That's what you probably get. Who thinks that's right? Good, I'm glad you didn't put up your hands for that, because that would be ridiculous. Give me the greatest ra'i that that's not true. Give me a ra'i of Rosh Hashanah Tshuva that the Mura Menakotchim, either the case of the Zerubbabel Sheila or the simple case of Chaz V'Shaik, all those cases that are taken from the Kachim Kalam and given to the Kohen are not transformed to become Kachim Kachim. Who can eat it? The wives can eat it. Oh, there you go. Mishnayos. We had Dam Shachris. Everyone say Azuk this morning, right? That Kachik Kachim or Chatas Asibah Yochin, Chatas Asibah Shishvat Sabiulim, Dom Tanim, Lecholim, Lefnim and Akloim, Lezichre Kahuna, Leobalad Chatas, right? So when you're dealing with, let's say, Zivche Sham, it's Siva Shamos, Ashm Zias, Ashkitas, Lefnim and Akloim, Lezichre Kahuna, they're only eating Lefnim and Akloim, which is the equivalent of the Azara. They're eating the Azara, they're eating the Zichri Kuhuna, only to the Zichar, not to female, not to Baskayans. When we get to the realm of Kachim Kalim, what do we say? Hatod of Yonazir, Shitas, the whole Bachel Bazam, the Tamatash, the Matash and Abrahol, the whole Il, the whole Dom, the whole Yom Lalakatels, Hamur Mahem Kayotse Baham. Right? The Murim are the same. What does that mean? That means they have the same time and place limitation. So first of all, they're reading Yerushalayim. B'chol ha'ir, they're not even from the Kloyim. Ela shamor nechal konim rishayim of name of them, right? They're eaten to the, they're eaten by the women as well. Okay? So clearly they're not kachim kachim. So the kachim kachim, why are they also to Yisrael? With the Yisrael. Somebody sent under their breath. Because they belong to the Kohen? Who meant to say that? They belong to the Kohen. Who said that? Don't feel bad. Okay, you don't want to, you don't have to admit. You said they belong to the Kohen. So what do you call the Yisrael who eats it? You call him a Gazlan, right? I'm bothered with that. Why am I bothered with that? I'm really bothered with that. What would you think about the following? Let's say I have a pot of potato soup. Okay? And I steal somebody's piece of meat and I throw it into my potato soup. Okay? And then I cook it in my potato soup and then the Beis Din catches me and makes me give the piece of meat back. And I give the piece of meat back. So now, I can't eat the potato soup. You know why? Because I have a blias of, I can't even say what it's straight fit. Blias of what? Gezel. Oh, blias of Gezel. You thought we were learning Chulun this year, we're learning Nezikah from a Kavod this year. Is there a din of a Heshir as a Gzeil on Tom Kicker? You know when that's a good thing? You know when you should talk about that? A week before Purim. Right? It's a joke. No Shalit Sonnet. So you're going to tell me that the reason why the Yisrael can't eat it because the Gzeil, then Yisrael B'Shele goes out the window. Right? So I'm still looking for an Isser. No, I don't get an Isser for me. So it has to be something a little bit clearer than that. Got to be some place in Chumash that the Torah says that Yisrael can't eat it. Who now is starting? Now we're getting warm, but not warm enough because there is no Me'ilan Kachim Kalam. It was a nice thought. Except they Murim. Yeah, where is it, right? Okay. So the answer may lie in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. I think it was even on the Mamre Kamos. No, I didn't put the Gemara in Yavamas on the Mamre Kamos. You got there? That's good. Yeah. And no one noticed that? You were? No one here? No one realized the significance of that? Come on. You thought we just stopped learning a second rule of Yavamas for no reason? No? Did you realize that was the key? No. Okay, so that's the key. So comes the Gemara and says, comedy on the Psukha Pash is MR. Ubas Kayin, Kisiel Ishzar, he besumas a Kadoshim lo Sechel. A daughter of a Kayin who marries an Ishzar. Who's an Ishzar? What does it mean, Ishzar? So the simple pshat is it's Yisrael or a Levi. It's a non-Kohen. That's the posh pshat. The Gemara has all the potential drush, but the simple pshat is it's Yisrael. Nobody did anything wrong, right? This girl who, whatever her name is, Miss Esti Cohen, is allowed to marry, Mr. Reuven Stein, whatever. It's nothing okay. It's perfectly okay with that. But you should just know, Pesu Mesech Kedosh Lo Seich. Okay, she can't eat Shubas HaKadoshim. Whatever that means. We're not sure what that means. Okay. And now what happens? It's the next pasuk. Uvaskalei. Kisiya. Almana Ugrusha. Then Nebuch, her Yisrael husband, dies. Or he divorces her. So now she says, you know what? I want to go back to my father. I used to eat with my father. Right, Mr. Cohen, I used to have truma, I used to have murim and akotshim, I had a lot of food there. Chalai, bikur, I had so much food. And now Kozman, I was married to this Yisrael, I understand, Mr. Mesech Kedoshim L'Soichel. And my husband's not around anymore, he's either no longer alive, or he divorced me, so I want to go back home. I go knock on my parents' door, let me in. The parents are sitting around eating truma, eating kotshim, I'm back, here I am. Baruch Abu. Right? So, what does the Torah say? It depends. She's back by herself, she's back pushing her baby carriage. So if she's back with a baby, so what does that mean? She has a baby. That means she's who is the what's the baby? What's the baby status? He's a what? He's Yisrael. So she's still almost like Shaykh, she's still connected to that Yisrael, the family. Then she can't go back. But Vizera Ema, Vishova Vesaviev Kinura, Milach Aviatachel. Then and only then could she go back. So again, Kozman, she was married to the Yisrael, Zichah cannot eat Truma, Minat Torah, not in the Shaila. And if she still has a baby from the Yisrael, then not. But if she doesn't have a baby, so then b'shava b'shavikin. So Feirush Pesukim Mamash writes back in the middle of Parsha Semla. So the Teshuvah Bapet tells us, if you read those Pesukim carefully, you come with the following conclusion. The Torah says, if you look at it, what kind of food is the Torah talking about? She wants to go back for what? What did she miss from her tati's house? What did she miss from her father's house? A lot of stuff. Truma, what else? Zerah b'sheilas. There's a lot of stuff out there. Chaz v'shoiks. Right? She read the Mishnayos in Eizem Ukoim. Okay, so she knows the Mishnayos better than some other people here. So she read the Mishnayos. So she knows that she used to eat such and such. The husband divorced. The husband died. She wants to go back to eating everything. So the Torah is almost a little bit funny. The Torah presents two things. It says, Vaskayin kisil yizar, he bestruma sekadoshim lo soichel. Period. End of statement. Once she marries a czar, she can never eat truma sekadoshim. That's statement number one. Paragraph number two. A bas koyein who marries a czar, and the husband died, and the husband divorced her, and there's no baby, da 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 da. V'shava beis avia kinura milechem. What's that word? Milechem. There's a three homes. Milechem avia teichel. Is that phrase milechem the same as the beginning of the pasuk? Not exactly. First the Torah is talking about mechubas kadosh and losayichel, and now the Torah is talking about eating bread. Is that the same thing? Not necessarily. Comes the Teshuvah Bapet and says they're two different dashes, two different dinim. The first pasuk was not even talking about truma per se. Truma sakadoshim doesn't mean truma. What does truma sakadoshim mean? What does the word truma mean, literally? Laharim, to pick up. What's an example? Give me something that's called truma sakadoshim. Something that's muram min hakarbon. Chaz v'shak. Shayka truma v'chazayat tenufa. That's the muram min hakadoshim. So there are two dinim that will work out of this pasuk. Din number one is that once she becomes a bas koyein, nisis liYisrael, the game is over, finished, done. Asura v'chaz v'shak. There is nothing that ever can be done to rectify her situation. She now becomes a summa derais as a lav. Malkus, he besumas a kadosh v'sechel, lo seicha bin arulam bin akadoshim, ever again. And that's pasuk number one. Pasuk number two is, and by the way, if she's a bas kohen, she just is the Yisrael, and the husband dies and divorces her, and there's no child from the Yisrael, then, what does it say? V'shava obeis avia kinura, what does it say? Milechem avia teichel. What does lechem avia mean? First, make lechem avia bread. Doesn't mean literally bread, but what does lechem mean? Lechem refers to what? Primarily to truma. Milechem avia teichel is a phrase is describing truma. So here the Torah is driving home a distinction between different matnas kahuna. Some matnas kahuna she can go back to if all the conditions are met, and there are other matnas kahuna that even with all the conditions met she can't go back to. And that's exactly what the meaning of these tipsukim was about. This is the Yisrael Asura because of the Shaykh Wa'olam. Whereas Abbas Koyein, this is the Yisrael, is Chazeres Latruma. That's the phrase that Chazal used, Chazeres Latruma, if and when. Vizera Vechule, Vizera Eila. Okay? Those are the two dinamas described in Parashat Estema. So let's focus on this first one for a second. As conscious as Israel, what are the ramifications of her eating chaz v'shak? What aver did she violate? What does it say? He betrumas hakadoshim. What does it say? Lo sochel. It's a law in the Torah. Why is it a law in the Torah? What's usher about her eating it? She's a bas kayin. What's usher about her eating it? Why conceptually is this stomach zero? Because no, you should have married a Kohen. You married Israel. No, we don't like you anymore. What's pshat? What's the lumdus of this Isser? Bas Kohen, she can't eat, can't go back to Truma Sekhar Doshi.
Anything to
her brothers? That, you're in the world of Ula, Kedushin of Hey, Kazer Midrabanan, Shabbat Hashka, Lechel, you make it. Havim Deraisa. Give me a word. Why is it? Is this like when you saw this poem? Who here read Parshas Emor this past year? Were you paying attention in the Chumash when it says this? It's like this is pshat and posuk. This is not like even such a big drush. Why is this so? You just thought, gee, it's a gzeres across the Torah, you are such a moon up Hashem, you know, that Torah says that's it. Or does it make a lot of sense to you? Conceptually, why is it true?
She's no longer the same status as she was before.
What does that mean?
She's not
saying, you mean she's a zar. By getting married, you became a zar. You want to touch it up a little bit, Ishtar Kagufo, you know, Chesed Beis Habal, but you want to give it like a nice spin, you know, give it like Sherev Rachas Roshan, that's very nice. But push comes to shove, to a certain extent, she's not a Bas Kohen anymore. She lost a certain degree of Kedushas Kahuna. Not entirely. Haraya, because if the husband died and there's no child, she can come back for certain things, such as Truma. So she lost Kedushas Kahuna vis-a-vis certain things, not like other things. Certain things she lost it permanently. Certain things she only lost it temporarily. So it's true, it's a kind of a little bit of a new picture here. But it's clear that the lumbus of these Isurim is that basically Isurim Zarus. So it's not a great surprise when a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, even though the husband died 50 years ago and there's no child. And no matter what, she can't go back because she lost a certain dimension of Kedushas Kahuna. Right?
Past two questions.
Sure.
Hey, why does it not go back? Why does she no longer become a Kohen?
So I said these are already Kedushas Kahuna. These are already in the realm of the Elmas HaYoyim. Why, once you tell me that she lost the Kedushas Kahuna, why does she lose it like Gabi some and not like Gabi others?
Yeah.
Why is some permanent? Why is some reversible? That you know, you got to be very smart to know. I don't know the answer to those questions.
Okay, that was the second question.
Okay, good.
Why does Trumas
Kachim
mean
Chozer Shuk? Because Trumas, think about it. Kadosh means a carbon. Trumas HaKadosh means something that's Mura Min HaKachim. So the only thing that we have that's more minakash that goes to the Kohen is Chaz V'Shoik. Now, by the way, everything we're saying about Chaz V'Shoik is a third. It's not literally Chaz V'Shoik, but it has all the halachos of Chaz V'Shoik, because it's also Trumas HaKadosh. What is that? By golly, gee, what a great surprise. What? Zerub V'Shoik, gee. Amazing, right? Zerub V'Shoik, our Savior. That's obvious, that's a Trumas HaKadosh. I may throw in another, a couple more, you know, maybe... Mura me lach betoida, mura me lechem noz. Let me get through a couple of others, trumas akardoshims, for good luck. But the basic picture we have. Okay. So now, if you're telling me that the reason why the Torah says that this woman can't eat chaz v'shoik by extension, lo b'sheila, is because she's basically a czar, I'll give you a funny question. What if a real czar eats these things? Not Esti Cohen, who's married to Reuven Stein, who divorced her. Give me a real Yisrael name. Give me like a real through and through Yisrael name. Come on, give me a good one. His name is what? Reuven Israeli. I don't know. Rabbi Israeli. I don't know. Whatever. Israeli. What?
Ben Gair.
Is that is Yisrael? Come on, Rabbi Shlishi. He's a real Yisrael through. Come on. Not an ounce of the Zarek. So you're going to tell me if this guy eats? I want to know what happens when Mr. Israeli eats chaz v'shoik. What Torah violation is he in violation of? What's the answer? What? This one. He b'shrubas chadashai. So he's going to real chacham. He's going to say, "You're going to give me malchus because of the pasuk he b'shrubas chadashim l'sochel." Excuse me, I'm not a he. I'm a he with an H, not with a Hebrew. I'm not a lady, right? I'm not a bas kohen. I am not married. I'm a guy. I was born as a Yisrael. You're going to give me malchus? What do we say to him? Absolutely. Why? Because Ein Chazar Gol Demizeh. You're the ultimate Zar. Would you call that a violation of Ein Onshim and Hadin? I didn't say that. I say, it's the Yisr. That is the Yisr. The Torah is mechadish to me that even the Bas Kohen who married the Yisrael, even though she's Chazar Satchuma, it's like a little bit of Zaros. There's a little bit of Zaros that still remains behind. Someone who's 100% Zaros through and through, it's of course also. It's Yesh B'cha Masayim Mona. Ein Lecha Issa Zaros Bava Mizir. So you know who says this as a Dava Pashut? Without even thinking about it, without even discussing it, the Mechaz Chinuch writes this. The Chinuch writes, it's a Nus de Pshit Ad Noi, that if a Yisrael non-Koyim eats Chaz V'Shoik or eats Zerub V'Sheila, it's a milstep sheet. He's in violation. And this is going to be a chay malchus. What's the malchus? He b'shuv is a chadosh of l'soichel. So the guy says, but I'm not a bas kohen, but I'm a chbatli. The nature of the Yisra is Zohar Shabbat. In the Chazor, it's called the Bizer. I would have said like this, Mechaz Chinuch, hands down. But Lishom Sofak, I would have said exactly what Mechaz Chinuch says.
Why is this not a notion?
This is not an issue of a din. The Torah is saying that a zar keni, this is in Chazaras Kabbalah.
The Torah is speaking to this woman.
Oh, so you're saying that if we want to learn out a regular zar, that's like a kavachomer, madocha, mikta zar keni, kavachomer, full zar keni.
And that's ainonshim.
Good, very good. See, I am Tosis in Yavamis the base. Okay, the base of a base, but Tosis talks about when you do say ainonshim, when you don't say ainonshim, by a half sister, by a whole sister. There's the answer to that question. Not for that.
Homework.
Home, the basement base, bottom of the base. Okay, it's a big dose, it's a little one. Okay, Rabbi Sari, back to story. Most the pshita b'oid. All we've accomplished, Rabbi Sari, is we've identified the pasuk that answers it. But we have not yet solved the riddle yet, because we have to accomplish. Remember, our goal today is to find the Nisr Hanoh in Zerah B'Sheila. Why are we doing this? Because we're trying to use the Chavaz Das as Yisoid in Simchat Tzadik Tesa that Eim Vadas Achil is the Deraisa when they're dealing with the Nisr Hanoh, because that the Bittul Guf is an active Hanoh. We're trying to use that for our Sugya. We're trying to use that to squeeze in between the Rishonim and our Sugya. We don't want to fall back and say Eim Vadas Achil is Deraisa Lagamri, because we don't have a Pasuk. We don't want to ignore Lagam and Minatora in our Sugya, because it doesn't sound that the Gemara is talking about a mitzvah of Avdil. So we're mamish, we are trying to walk between these two mountains and trying really, really hard not to get crushed in the middle. And we're pinning all of our hopes, all of our dreams, all of our aspirations on the fact that Zerah B'Sheila is also Banah. So all we've done so far is we found the Pasuk to Asa B'Achila. We haven't yet finished the job. Oh, there is such a general principle, according to some. Probably both, but there was such a general principle. Others weren't so convinced. So we may be in business. We're possibly in business. So we're going to put this together with the next source. Anyone see the Rambam Menuchas Me'ilah? The Rambam Deraibin? Anyone know why we put that on? What? Oh. There's an entire Masechet in Shas called Masechet Me'ilah. And Masechet Me'ilah is built upon a couple of psukim, 3-4 psukim in Parshas, the end of Parshas of Yikra. If a person is a nenem in a kotshe, b'shayeg, so the Torah says you have to pay for your nenem, you have to give a chodesh, you have to bring a kotshe, and asher me'ilos, right? The whole parasha of the Ilos. There's one glaring question in the entire sugyas of the Ilos. Do you know what it is? The Gemara spends 20 plus plot figuring out what happens to the guy who did the isser of the Ilos. He did a terrible thing and he needs a kapar and a carbon hashem and all the chemishes, all the stories. Nowhere does the Gemara ask the most basic fundamental question of how do you know you're not allowed to be mo'el in kachim? Where does it say it's also what you did? The Torah doesn't say but don't be mo'el in kachim. The Torah says nefesh kisimo ma'al v'chata b'shkoka b'chad kachim hashem. The starting point of the pasuk is a person was mo'el v'chata b'shkoka b'chad kachim hashem. So the person was really smart. He'd stop the bucket. Where? I read from Brachos, to be honest. I'm going to read from Vayikra to Zelsa, but it doesn't say anywhere. Don't be chayte. Don't be nenem in a kachim. How could the Torah say v'chotu b'shkav? What's the chayte? What's the chayte? In other places, the Torah says, the marshal, if you did a chayte and you ate chayle b'shayeg, this is what you do. You b'chal Shabbos, you ate yom kippur, you ate chametz b'shayeg, this is what you do. So I understand. The guy did, it says, don't do malacha, don't eat chayle, don't eat chametz, etc. Well, it's in the Torah says, if you stole and you swore falsely, so you have to bring the following carbon. I understand it. The Torah says, the Torah says explicitly what the avarians are. Here are the repercussions. Here are the consequences. Here, it's very strange. The Torah is presupposing there's an Isser. It doesn't say what the Isser is. Now, to say there's no Isser is absurd. There is some kind of an Isser. And just in case you think that Rai of mine that's absurd is not enough, good enough Rai, the Gemara is the Farish. What if you moil b'mezid? We always think of me'ilu b'shagyeh. That's the pasuk of chumash v'chot b'shkava. What if you nenim in a kachim b'mezid? You know what the Gemara says? Sichai malchus. So there's some law. There's no question there's a law here. We just don't have a clue what the law is. Any of any ideas? Just some creative thoughts? Creative ideas what the law is? No ideas? Gazela, not a bad one. That is such a loaded, packed statement. Because what are you assuming in that statement? What are you assuming about the nature of the Isser Mila? That Mila is fundamentally a gezelim and a hektish. It's not really bin adam lamokum. You're stealing from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're not really doing. It's not like machal sasuris. It's not like you're doing any religiously wrong. You're doing. It's not a ritual avera. It's a monetary avera. That's what you're assuming. You may be right. You may be wrong. That's a very, very good question. But that's not going to be the machal. Any ideas? I mapped this up into the base of Mikdash, and then I go ahead and I use it for my own personal uses. What's wrong? Why not? It's not a big deal. So what did you do? I was mapped this up into the base of Mikdash. Okay, very nice. In the interim, I'm using it for what I want. Mikdash, now I'm going to take it for a ride. I mapped this a cup, something I use it to drink water. What's up?
Another?
Ooh, that's very creative. Do you store that on your own?
Yeah.
Well, so either that's very, very creative, or you must be some descendant of the Shibbe Kubetzis in Maseches Menachos, because that's what he says also. The Shibbe Kubetzis in Menachos that says that. It says that the reason why you're not allowed to be Nanim and Hektesh is because that's a violation of Bayachal Devarim. What's the Bayachal Devarim? By saying something is Hektesh, those words mean something. What is the translation of that phrase? There is a Hektesh. I'm going to treat it like what? Like a Davar Kodesh and stay away from it. So by using it, you're transgressing, you're violating your word. So you're in violation of Bal Yachal Devarim. So that's a very, very creative answer. I would not have said that would not have been my top answer. But there is a Shibbe Kubetzis at the beginning of Menachos that says that. Anyone just have a side kasha before we get to our real answers? That's a gevaldige mahalach that Avi just said. Moiridike mahalach. Anyone have a bomb kasha?
Not necessarily you are.
Yeah, who said I was makpish? What if Barak is makpish something and I use it? So, I'm over me'ilo. Why am I over me'ilo? I didn't open my mouth. Of course the din is you're over me'ilo. It's not a shy like me over me'ilo if I violate somebody else's hekdesh. Why is that layach al-dabar? I didn't open my mouth even. So what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? So Mr. Holt is saying, I did violate Lo Yachel Devaro. How do you translate the phrase Lo Yachel Devaro?
His.
Ki Dor Neder LaHashem Moisha Vashvua LaSorisano Shel Lo Yachel Devaro. I want three words. Lo Yachel Devaro. He shall not
eat.
I don't know what is Yachel, not Yocha. What does Yachel mean? He shall not profaneth his wordeth. Who is the he? So I thought that lo yachal devara means the person who opened up his mouth shouldn't profane his words. But if Reuven opened up his mouth, Shimon can do whatever he pleases. Shimon's not profaning his words. He didn't even know. He doesn't even know how to talk. He's quiet. He didn't bother making the dharm. That's what I would have said, Pian, the closing is. So Barak's telling me no. Barak's telling me, Mr. Holt is telling me no. He's saying no. Well, Yachel Devar means I can violate Bal Yachel on Yenim's words, it's somebody else's words. Because by my doing an action that's causing, it's not the din in the Gavra Hamidaber, it's a din in the Dibur, that I am not allowed to do anything that causes Dibur to become Chulal. Wow, what a lom de Shavar. That's also in the Chulal Lo Yachel Devar. So according to Avi and the Shibbe Kubetzis in Menachos, who claim that the Malka for the Yisin Eil is Lo Yachel Devar, we're going to talk about this today, but I just can't hold back. So, you know, some things are just, I can't hold back. So the Shibbe Kubetzis and Avi were telling me a story that Lo Yachel Devar is the Malka for the Yisin Eil, so then they're also subscribing to an unbelievable Chiddush, Lo Yachel Devar doesn't mean the Medaber, it means the Dibur. Is that true? Yeah, Mr. Alter thinks it's true. Why? Because Mr. Alter went Maseches Nedarim, and Maseches Nedarim is full of this stuff. That the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, that if, let's say, I take a neder that you can't use my water, and you drink the water, that's a problem. So there is a machlokes the Ram and the Ran. How bad a problem is that? So some of the Mishnayim say that when you drink my water, you chay malchus. Another Mishnayim say, what kind of malchus? You didn't open your mouth. How can you be chay malchus of Layachal Devaro if you didn't do the talking? So that's exactly the Kudus of Machlokes. How do you tie Chet Lo Yachel Devar? But that's Avi and the Shibbe Kubetzis that the creative shot went on into that right now. So talk about the Mokma. Give me a more straightforward Mokma. How do you know that you're not allowed to be an enemy? What's the Menonim? Where's the Yisr? So the Rambam has a very, very creative one. Beginning of Ilkhus Mi'ila. The Rambam paraphrases the Gemara in the beginning of the third paragraph of Maseches Machas. But the Gemara comments in the Pasuk, Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha, Pasuk Pashas Rei, Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha, Masar de Gancha, Kiroshcha Bitarecha, Bacharos Bukacha Bitarecha, Undarecha Bibosadecha, something like that, Bacharos something like that. Okay? So, in that Pasuk, the Torah speaks about not eating outside of Yerushalayim certain things. So the Torah Shema Peh explains that in that Pasuk, Udarecha Shetidor, Vibosecha, Tumasadecha, whatever else is in that Pasuk, I just butchered up. The Torah is saying there are certain things you're not allowed to eat, some outside Yerushalayim, and some not at all. And one of the things that the Torah Shavapeh explains, the Gemara in Torah Pech HaMapas is that Ludarecha, if you're Makdish a Korban Neder, usually a Neder is an Ola, I'm going to bring a Korban Ola. If I have an animal that's a Korban Ola, I'm not allowed to eat it. Why am I not allowed to eat an Ola? What's the answer? What's wrong with eating an Ola? What's the answer? Because it's what? It's Kodesh Vahashem. From here we learn that whatever's Kodesh Vahashem is also for me to eat. So Ola is just an example. Just as I'm not allowed to eat an Ola that's Kodesh Vahashem, I can't eat anything else that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash as well. So that's the Mokka for the Yisrael Eel according to the Rambam. And the Ravid says, I don't need that apostle, I don't need that Gemara. I have a simple apostle. You know what the Ravid says? What's the Mokka? What's the Mokka according to the Ravid? He be what? Bitrumas HaKadosh and Mosaychel. That our Gemara in Yivamis. It says that the Bas Kayin, HaChazeres, the Beis HaVil, the Truma, can't be Chazeres, the Trumas HaKadoshim. What's the Torah saying? Because these kachim are off limits to you. Whenever something is off limits to you out of Kedusha, that's a law in the Torah. That's exactly it, because it's Kodesh. Kodesh is off limits. So Kodesh is off limits. The Chaz of Ashok is off limits to the Bas Kohen. Guess what? The cup of water that you are Makdish is off limits to you as well. It's off limits to everybody. Any and everything you are Makdish to Shemayim is off limits to a Tashmir, to a Hedjot. That's right. So it all boils down to, says the Rav, that's the mokka for the Isser Me'ilah. So Rabbi say, Lefi HaRambam and Lefi HaRaivish, that the mokka for the Isser Me'ilah is rooted in what word? What's the key word? The Rambam says it's Kosucha wa? Lecho. And according to the Rav, what's the key word? Lo Sochel. The Shoresh. Isser Achila. We have a huge problem. According to the Shidduch Kibetzes and Avi, I understand that Me'ilah is not only Asa B'Achila, it's Asa Panor as well. Why? Because if I'm Nana from Kachim, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong when I'm using something of Kachim? I'm being what? I'm being Lachal Devorah. Because the word Neder means, the word upset, the word Hektish means, hands off. If I use it, even though I don't eat it, if I use it, so then I'm hands on, and that's a violation of Lachal Devorah. But Bein Lefi Arayvet, that the Isser of Me'ilah is learned out from a very, very specific shorash of Aleph Chof Lamed. How do you know Me'ilah is Asa Bano? And that we know. We know Me'ilah is Asa Bano. It's not a shy, of course Me'ilah is Asa Bano. The whole Pesach, the 21 blood about Me'ilah being Asa Bano. What's the answer? You have to say that there's some kind of a reboy. Maybe it's Rabbi Abohu, like Mr. Alt was talking about. Maybe it's another reboy. I don't know. You have to say that Achila is Lav Dafka. And whenever the Torah speaks about Achila in this realm, Achila always means Hana. You have to say it, otherwise the Ravid is left in the dark, left out in the cold. The Ravid says that the Mokka, the only Mokka that we have for the Isser of Me'ilah is He B'Shubas HaKadosh and Mosochel. Right? It's this Pasuk, Mosochel. And we know for a fact that Me'ilah includes Hana. Is that for Noah that this Pasuk has to be Hana? How do we know that? There's a Rebu, there's a Drush, there's something, Rabbi Abba, Psach, I don't know what it is. There's something missing link. But we know that for a fact. If that is the case, Rabbi Yisai, that any and every time the Torah says, Hibis Shubas HaKadosh Mosochel, which has multiple layers to it, it's the suas that the Bas Kohen can't go back, it's the suas according to Michas Chinuch, that what? That a Zahar can't eat more Min HaKadoshim. It's the suas according to the Rabbi for the Isserei, Isser Me'ilah in general. Any and everything that's subsumed under this Pasuk, of Hibis Shubas HaKadosh Mosochel, automatically translates to me not just the Isser Achila, but also a what? An Isser Hana. If so, Rabbi Sai, we have discovered America. We have been successful in proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that Dura B'Sheila is also Bano. It was a two-step, two-pronged proof. Two very, very simple proofs. Two very, very simple stages. Stage number one is we identified that this Pasuk Zeh, Kolel, Zar, Ha'ochel, Chazav Shok, or Zeroa, it's all the same thing. We have proved that this pasuk includes a Zar. Who helped us with this one? Who can we thank for this one? Who told us that the nature of the Yisr of Baskara Chazaris is a Zar Stikadin, and therefore Yesh B'Chama said, we can't thank Kirsch for this one because he was shepherding me about this. But who can we thank for this? The one who said a Pelishim Sofek. So we have Baruch Hashem, we have the Nechaz Chinuch to hang on to for this one. That was step number one in the proof. Step number two in the proof is we had to also prove that Pasuk Zeh Kolel Yisr Hanol. Right? Who do we have to thank for this primarily? Which great Rishon can we thank that any and every time you invoke this Pasuk, that translates to be Yisr Hanol?
Rambam.
So you don't mean the Rambam's not going to help us too much for this one, but who? Right. Because the Ravid said he pinned his whole Besechus Me'ilu on this Pasuk, and Me'ilu we know means in Yisr Hanol, so we can thank the Ravid for this one. So Rabbi said, what is that we just did? We just learned Pshat and Pasuk Chumash. We had two interesting pieces of information that we gleaned from our discussion in the last 45 minutes about the meaning of this Pasuk Pashas Yavon. One is that it's an Isser of Zarus. So Pasuk said, Kol Zahar El Chos V'Shok and Zoro by extension. That was Michas Chena's contribution. And we also proved from the Sugya Me'ilah, the way the Ravid saw this as the source for the Yisra Me'ilah, Pasuk said, Kol Yisra Hanah. Once we have proven that these two statements are true, then what's our next step? What do we now realize? We now realize that Zoro B'Sheila is Takawa. It's not lost. No. Ooh, now that we know that Rav Shmuel lost the Noah, now the wheels in the Chavos Das are turning. Now we go to Chulin Daf Tzadikah. You can't learn Chulin Tzadikah without knowing this. Otherwise, you're faking yourself. You're kidding yourself. You thought that just knowing Ketzaisim of the Meluim and just knowing Nedib Yehuda is going to help you. No, that's only one angle of the sugya. You have to. We spent last week learning Daf Tzadikah through the eyes of the Nedib Yehuda. Then we spent yesterday learning Tzadikah through the eyes of the Avdim Elul. Now today we're learning Tzadikah through the eyes of the Chavazas. They're all three contemporaries of each other, give or take. It's the G'ayne Eilim from Nedib Yehuda, from Ketzais, from Avdim Elul. Not much, the G'daylim. Each one had a different insight in Tzadikah. They all learned Tzadikah, and each one of them came up with a pshara that sometimes they're Mevatlis Derais and sometimes they're Rabbanim. So the Yehuda had two psharas. One was Lach versus Yovesh, one was Shishim versus Rov. That was last week's year. The Heligav of the Meluim had the chiluk of Trumas, Bishres Trumosai versus Kol Torah Kluva. And the Chavos Das is the chiluk within Yisur HaNoah versus everything else. But the Chavos Das can only be defended, only be plugged into our sugya if you've proven this true. So we needed 45 minutes of proof, but we did it. So we should pat ourselves on the back. We are really, we're good to go. So everyone chapped, everyone realized what every piece of these Mamakopos was very much connected. Nobody saw the connection. It's partial, right?
This also connects back to the Ron, that the Ron would say that the Lashon of Achila means Hanoah itself. Because the Ron said that the way you're determining whether those talent of Gamma is going to be...
Oh, you mean it's part of that picture. Achila, okay, okay. Okay, it's interesting. Okay, yes. That's not a bad connection. Yeah. It is a throwback to that, yeah.
We're making a giant assumption that Achila is the same thing as Hanoah.
But the Ravid said it.
But we said it earlier.
But the Ravid said it about this Pasuk. The Ravid said it about this Pasuk, not about Chometz and that Pasuk. The Ravid said it about this Pasuk. He besumas HaKadosh Mol Seich as the Mokka from Me'ilah. And the Me'ilah
means this. How would the Ravid read the Gemara earlier in Chulin? Where it talks about the three Yisurim involved in Basar Rehoboth. Yeah.
See you on path. It's not going to happen. How you doing? Trust me.
Alright.
Okay. Rabbi, back to that story, no? Back to that story. We were good to go. Of course. This is the grand finale of today. Not really, just 207 right now. Rabbi Shaila Zasa Banal. Of course, it's only true as follows. It's only as true as what?
All our assumptions are
true. All our assumptions. Now, is there any one of our assumptions that's weak? Any link in the chain, any link in the chain is weak, and the whole chain may unravel. The Ravid's not weak. The Ravid is unbelievable. The Ravid is a Risha and Beferish. I mean, you may disagree and hold there other Makaras for the Yisr Me'il, okay. But the Ravid is strong as anything. Okay. Any weak links in the chain? Is Mechaz Chinuch a little bit weak? Kirsch had a good time against Mechaz Chinuch. I just mocked Rebek. I threw you out because I don't want to talk about it at the time because I wanted to say what I had to say. But now I'm going back to Kirsch and saying, you know what? The kid got a point. That I'm not so sure that Mechaz Chinuch's Hagdara was correct. That's a frightening statement, right? And if that Mechaz Chinuch's Hagdara is not correct, then I can't budge. If you're going to tell me that a Zar, a Oich, a Murim, and a Kadoshim is not in violation of this Isser, the rabbi is not going to help me very much. I'm going to have to find some other kind of an Isser for Zerah B'Sheir, which I don't even know where to go. And I'm not going to be Meshubah to conclude that it's also Banah. Anyone know who questions? I don't know if I put it on the memory covers, did they? I don't think I put it on the memory covers. I didn't. Can somebody give me a Rambam Chelek Beis in my office? You know where the Rambams are? Who knows where they are? Only someone knows where they are can get it. No one knows where they are? There are two. It's a two-volume, old-style Rambam. Really, really old-style Rambam.
Upstairs. What?
Brown. It's in the middle. Wait, you don't know which Rambam to get?
He's going downstairs.
But yeah, I have to tell you which is chelik. Mine is two chelik, but you can have a five chelik one. I need Hilcha Sanhedrin. Shoftim. Okay? I don't know why we have trouble finding the Rambam. They're not both of the Rambam, not both of the Shishim, but the Nikola Ayin. If anyone would just open up their eyes and see that it says Mishnah Torah Rambam. I don't understand what the problem is. Okay, so what should we do now? I don't know. Tell a Hanukkah story, I don't know what you're doing. Think. I have to just internalize a little bit. Think a little. Let's sink in a little bit. Let Mechas Chinuch sink in. We're questioning the Mechas Chinuch's premise. We got a lot of work to do. We have to question. Good. Let's need some questions. This is all, yeah.
What's the rationale behind why the Vascoin?
What?
I can't the Vascoin. What's the reason why?
She's a czar. Two rabbis. Okay, I have to do it. Something rabbis. Okay, I'm gonna go with this one because I remember where it is. Maybe. Hold on for a second. So, probably the last place we expect was around the Sanhedrin, right? That probably wouldn't be our number one bet. Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yutes Halacha Daled, introduces this follows: Kol Lo Ses Ishi B'Torah She'ein Ben Kares V'Lo Mises Beis Din Shalokin Alehen. Here are the following cases that fall short. There's no Kares, no Mises Beis Din, and again, they're all going to have to be Lav Shish B'Maises and Omni Pichli Yaseis and all the above. Me'ah Shmonim V'Shishim. There are 186 cases of Malchus, and the Rambam goes on to delineate every single one. Okay, so you really got to know what you're looking for in this one. Okay? I'm going to read you the following. Right? The Rambam number 56 and 58 of Perek Yutes Halacha Daled. Right? I did not read every one of 186, but just the ones that you have to know. Okay? Shmonim V'Shishim, 168, I'm sorry. So in number Nunvav, 56. Zar she'ochel b'sar kotche kotche machamat ndom. A non-kohen eats kotche kotche. No, right? Chayav what? Malchus. There's some kind of a lav involved. Zar she'ochel nun zayin. Zar she'ochel b'sar b'chor. Zar who eats b'chor, because the Pesach says, b'chorecha, whatever, the drasha, that there's an issa gomim, and after a lav for the atzma of Malchus for a Yisrael that eats b'chor. So if we have a zar, the Yisrael eats kotche kotche, and Yisrael eats Besar Bechor. Okay? Listen to number 58 of Nun Ches. Kehenes Shenises Lazar She'ochlo Chazer V'shok Afil Liacha Mises Baila. It's Chayav Malchus. Did everyone hear what the Rambam just said? In number 56 he wrote Zar She'ochlo Besar Kotchim. 57, he talked about a Zar Shachal Besar Bechor. And then he shifts gears in 58 to tell me that a Kehenesh and Nisei Slazar, who eats Chazer V'Shok. Anyone tell me what the Rambam said or didn't say? The Rambam knew very well how to say what word. He said only two-letter word. You don't have to say Zar. He just said the word Zar in number 56 and 57. And when he's portraying the Isser, when he's describing the Isser of Hibis Shubas HaKadosh of Sochel, he changes words. It would have been much less ink. The Rambam, every drop of ink counts. Instead of saying Zar, the Rambam wrote, not a Zar, he writes, Kehene Shenises Lazar. He describes it as a Kehene Shenises Lazar is not allowed to eat Shubas HaKadoshim, name the Chaz B'Shok, and I can't even say it because I'm about to cry, but Zura B'Sheila. What did the Rambam just tell you? That who's right and who's not right? I can't even say it with a straight face, but Kirsch is right and Rechaz Chinuch is not. This is what I'm just saying. No? It's a fairish deal in numbers 56, 57, 58 in the Rambam, in, out of the list of 168 Chayvei Malkus. No? What?
Why?
No, listen to Rambam. Listen to the three Rambams. Zar shachar b'sach kach yikashim and gitzchay malchus. Zar shachar b'sach kach yitzchay malchus. Okay, henesh and nises lezar shachar chaz v'shay and gitzchay malchus. Case closed. As we say, don't we say that? I rest my case. So, again, the Bechaz Chinuch made a lot of sense because we love the lumdus of Zorus, if it is a Zorus, but the Rambam seems to be bothered with some of the things Kirsch was bothered with, like it's Onor Shimon Adin kind of a thing. Maybe it's Exer Sekosav Yalma. Maybe it's not the Maisa Zorah Shabbat. Maybe it's Adin. It's Exer Sekosav. You stood under the chuppah with Yisrael. You're off limits. And that's the Chir Malchus. A regular Yisrael? I don't know. Of the name. Again, is it absolutely the Feirish Pemoli in the Rambam? No, but it's a pretty, pretty strong deal in the Lashon Rambam. I did not discover this. I did not read all 168. Many people before me discovered this Rambam. Abazoi, if the Rambam's right, then we are really in a pickle. Because first of all, the Chavos Das is pshat, just self-destructive. But we have a much more serious problem. What's a much more serious problem? Forget we ever read the Chavos Das for a second. If I would have started the sugya, how long have we been learning Zerubbabel Shaila for? About 3 weeks or so, give or take, 2-3 weeks. And a few weeks from now, when you come back in the end of January, so when someone asks, how long have you been doing Zerubbabel Shaila for 3 months already? Don't tell them under your breath, we had a bit of Zman for 6 weeks. But really, we're really slow. We're learning Zerubbabel Shaila for a long time. Wednesday the 4th, the pre-Tzein Talamata, in a non-week year, okay. So we've been doing this already. What day are we now? It's already 12 days. It's already 2 full weeks this year, pretty much. Yeah. So if I would have said to you on December 4th, I would have told you, by the way, the Rambam holds that if a Zar eats Zerubbabel Shaila, you're not even Chayav Malkus. So some of you would have tapped me on the shoulder and said, what? Rebbe, if so, so why is it also for a Zar to eat Zerubbabel Shaila? And somebody probably would have said something like as follows. Somebody would have raised their hand and would have said, what? Because it's stealing, because it's gazelle, right? And what would I have said at the time? So I would have said, yeah, that's like the guy who steals a piece of meat and throws it in a potato soup and says it's a Mr. Yoredei, right? I would have said, I don't like that answer. So do tell me, Rebbe, where's the mocha? How do you know Yisrael? It's clear for the Gemara Yisrael, Minha Perver, Kani, Yisrael, Kani, Yisrael, B'Shem. But the Rambam just took the pasuk that we thought we were pinning our hopes on the Mechaz Chinuch and just threw it out the window. How did the Rambam read Zerubbabel Shaila? The Rambam also learned this Gemara. The Rambam had to learn Chul and Daf Tzadik Ches also. Where's the Isser? If it's not this possible, what is it? Any other creative ideas?
Shmartan and Shmarti.
It's the source of Sundra. But I didn't answer their Isser. Give me an Isser. The Yisrael standing. He's sitting here with his Zerubbabel Shaila, not the Tam, Bittul B'Shirim. He's sitting and chopping away at the Zerubbabel Shaila itself. He comes to the Shmormis board and it says, you know, now they tell you everything that's inside. It says, this is Zerubbabel Shaila food. So Mr. Cohen is sitting there enjoying, and Mr. Yisrael comes and says, give me a piece, please, of the Zerubbabel Shaila. He says, you can't eat that. And what does he say? He whips out a Rambam, looks at Sanhedrin, brings out two Rambams. For the price of one, and says, excuse me, number 56, 57, and 58 in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam doesn't say it's also, it's the Yisr. So the person who's serving up the smorgasbord says, what do you mean? It's a Gemara in Zerubbabel Shaila. Of course it's also in the Torah. And the guy says, well, what's the makor? How do you know? So this is, whether you like the Chavos Das, don't like the Chavos Das, you have to answer this question for the Rambam. What's the answer? It can't really be Malchus. If it's Malchus, it can't be Misa B'Shemayim. It can't be what? Nah, the Rambam doesn't put it anywhere else. How could somebody be Asim at Deraisa and not be Chayim Malchus? It must fall short because of one of the credentials that are necessary to be Chayim Malchus. What are some of the rules to be Chayim Malchus? That's B'Lav Sheish B'Maisa. Is this Maisa? You better believe it is. Okay. Is this Nitik L'Yasei? I ate it. What should I do now? Stand on my head and do up. So can tell me, someone tell me, please, why is this falling short?
No, that's
wrong. It has to be a Lav Sheish B'Maisa with a lack of Nitik L'Yasei. It has everything. What doesn't it have? Yeah, there's no love here. That's the answer. There's no love. It ain't a love unless it says so in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say v'dav Hashem Hashem don't eat zmar b'sheila, and it doesn't say don't chav b'sheila for that matter. So what makes it asur? What's the tokif ha'isur? What does the Torah say to do with it? V'lakach ha'kehen hazroa b'sheila minu ha'ayil. What do you do with it? Vinasan, you give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen eats it. Or Vinasan, the Kohen has Rav, give it to Aaron, the Kohen. Give it to the Kohen to eat. What's the Mashmalz Advar, Rabbi? He said, give it to the Kohen to eat. What's the implication?
Don't
eat it yourself. You know what we call that? That's called a lava. Bobachal, say, Nisra, say, whatever name you want to call it. A lot of it's not. Those who remember Ksubas with us back from the third parak, it's as bad as doing what? Give me a good marshal. So the Yisrael who eats El Nazir, he eats this Rabbi Sheila, is as bad as a person who marries a who? Give me a who? Marries a Mitzri and a Dorim in the second generation. You got it right. Or it's as bad as a Kohen Gadol who marries a who? No, Mona's a lav. That was a trick. What? Vesula me'ema v'loa v'lobula. She's not a mona. Stop a girl. Heads mus. Out of the context of marriage. She's not a besula anymore. She's nishtamana, nishkrusha, nishchalol, nishzayna. But she's not a besula. Keep besula. A Kohen girl who marries her is overworked. What's the name of the yisra? What does the Gemara say? It's an yisra essay. Third perfect sumas. Remember those days, right? We spent plenty of time on that. That is the Rambam sheet, that's what's wrong with eating Zerah B'Sheila for the Yisrael. When the push comes to shove and he's standing at that shmorg and he's asking Zerah B'Sheila, the correct answer, the person behind the shmorg board, is to say, Lav is nisht, unless the Mechaz Chinuch's serving. Rambam, Lav is nisht, aber Isser Esei Yo? But Rabbi Yisrael, if it's an Isser Esei, that's going to lead to a big, big, big problem for us. Because if it's an Isser essay, which Pasuk no longer applies now? The Shuma Sekadoshim Losochel is not the correct Mokar. And therefore, we could have Raiva Tenuchas Be'ila from today till tomorrow that are completely true, but completely and totally irrelevant to our discussion. Because we are talking a different language now. We are not learning the Sugya Zerah B'Sheila to the eyes of the Raiva Tenuchas Be'ila. The Raiva is irrelevant to our discussion. We are learning a different issa that we just made up, Yesh Me'ayim. We have to make it up because otherwise we don't have an issa for the Rambam and you cannot have an issa. The Gemara says it's also. Once we're pitting this issa in some kind of a flaky issa or essay somewhere up there, we don't even know where it came from exactly. Kohen, not Yisrael, Kohen, not Yisrael, something like that. Issa Hanor Minayim, I have absolutely no idea. And therefore, if you want to salvage our Gemara based on the Chavis Das, you really believe in this Chavis Das that Isuri Hanok created Issa D'Araisa as an independent problem. If you really truly subscribe to that idea of the Chavis Das, then you're going to have a lot of trouble if you think that was Rambam's Diyukim and Sanhedrin are correct. The Chavis Das Pshat is Gevaldik in Agamar. Remember, the Chavis Das himself didn't even say in Agamar, but our borrowing and stealing of the Chavis Das Pshat in Agamar, that Agamar is an Issa Hanok, may be true. Ultimately hinging upon a Minchas Chinuch. Anything we said for the last hour is the Chavis Das a good solution, a good reading of Chul of Tzadichas? The truth or lack thereof of the Chavis Das in our Sugya. I didn't say it's maybe true in other contexts. Maybe it's important to the Chavis Das in its own world. But the truth and application of the Chavis Das to our Sugya is only as true as the Bechas Chinuch's assumption. It doesn't seem to be borne out for the Pashas Diach and Lashon HaRambam. So again, you cannot learn Chulin Daf Tzadi Ches unless you truly understand what was the problem with Rabbi Shalom in the first place. And you can't learn, you can't understand what the problem with Rabbi Shalom was in the first place unless you read the Gemara in Yevamos about Sipas HaKadosh Mal Sochel. And you have to come to the conclusion that the Bechas Chinuch and the Rambam are looking at that Gemara radically different from one another. But only through the eyes of the Bechas Chinuch does the Chafetz Das solve the problem today. According to the Lashon, simple deed of the Lashon and Rambam, Chafetz Das is not going to help us. But we don't want to leave the Chafetz Das down in the dark, because the Chafetz Das is just so critical. Whether it solves that problem or not, I don't know. I'm not convinced. But it's still a fascinating Yisai. And this Agumah was not really the engine that drove his pshat. He had another agenda, Lagamre, to offer his pshat. And his agenda was something that's mamashim than a diyoma. So we have to save this hopefully tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. It was a shayla, believe it or not. We couldn't have, I did not plan this when I started preparing the shum in August. I cannot tell you, but this is a perfect ending for this man. Why? Because who saw? Because it's a chavaz das to answer a steer in Hukos Chanukah. There's a steer between the din in Shulchan Aruch and Hukos Chanukah and the din in Yeradei and Tairoves. And Mamash couldn't get better timing than this one. The chavaz das uses this razzle-dazzle yourself to enter a famous kasha in Hukos Chanukah that touches on yourself in Hukos Tairoves. Tomorrow we'll do the chavaz das. Again, whether it helps or not, I can't tell you, but at least it'll be in of itself important. Okay.